This is the TriStar State, a conversation about Tennessee politics from Nashville Public Radio. This is the episode for the week of September 10th, 2018. I'm Jason Moon Wilkins. One of the first major polls of the Tennessee governor's race shows a pretty sizable advantage for the Republican nominee, but it also highlights a question being asked across the state. Who are these guys? A recent NBC News and Marist poll found that more than a quarter of likely voters are either unsure about or have never even heard of Bill Lee. Nearly a third are unfamiliar with Carl Dean. Middle Tennesseans know Lee as the man behind his namesake business, Lee Company, and Dean as the former two-term mayor of Nashville. But in other parts of the state, they are still both trying to introduce themselves to voters. WPLN has been talking to Lee and Dean throughout their campaigns about their stances on various issues, which could help voters get to know them a little bit better. Here to help sort through it all is WPLN senior editor Chaz Sisk. Hi, Chaz.
Hi, Jason.
Chaz, before we get into their answers on policy, let's take a quick look at that polling. What do you see when it comes to voter awareness in those numbers?
Yeah, and first of all, you know, that's a poll by NBC Marist, which is one of the best polls that are out there nationwide. And what it showed was a pretty clear lead for Bill Lee. He was up by about 13 points in the poll, and that reflects a very solid baseline of support for Republicans across the state. But as you said, many people are unfamiliar with these candidates, so it really seems like most of them are just going off party labels.
Well, when it comes to those labels, do you find that their stances, when you've spoken to them, fall along party lines?
You know, yeah, for the most part, they do. On abortion, for instance, Dean says that he'd protect women's rights to terminate a pregnancy. Lee, on the other hand, basically says he'd support any measure that would reduce abortions. And then on an issue like medical marijuana, Dean says that he'd be in favor of allowing it by prescription. Lee, on the other hand, says that he's against medical marijuana. You know, they're both the party standard bearers. They've won their primary. And so on most issues, they pretty much line up with where the two parties are.
Well, what about education? Dean has been a big proponent of charter schools, which is typically seen as more of a conservative position.
Yeah, you're right. Dean was very much a supporter of charter schools when he was Nashville mayor. What he says, though, is that now he's against expanding charter schools beyond the urban areas. He says he doesn't think that there are enough people in most parts of the state to sustain more than one school. And so charters just don't make a lot of sense in those areas. Another thing that he's against are school vouchers. He says that that is ultimately a drain on public education. Meanwhile, Lee says he's very much in favor of expanded school choice. He tells a story on the campaign trail frequently of how his children were all educated very differently from private schools, public schools, and some specialized schools. And he just basically says that anything that will increase choice is a good thing.
Well, what about guns? The issue wasn't a big focus during the primaries, but it's sure to show up as we get closer to the election.
Yeah, it is. And this is really a tricky one. About a year ago, I asked them both whether they supported eliminating gun permits. This has been something that gun right advocates have pushed for in the state legislature for many years. And what both Dean and Lee said is that they are against eliminating gun permits. Now, Bill Lee has since started to hedge that a little bit. He says that he would go along with eliminating gun permits if it were passed by the state legislature. So he's saying he would not take the lead on the issue, but he's also not going to stand in the way of gun rights groups if that's what they can get through the legislature. And, you know, I think this position shows the difficult place that Republicans are in this election season. If going back to those poll numbers that we talked about earlier, they do have a clear advantage among the voters. And all things being equal, GOP candidates should win a statewide race. But for that to happen, Republicans really do have to bring along both moderates and conservative voters, and they cannot afford to alienate either side. So you get a position like Lee's, where he's not in favor of eliminating gun permits, but he's also not against it either.
Well, thank you, Chaz.
My pleasure.
Chaz Sisk is senior editor at WPLN. Our ongoing conversations with Chaz and other reporters about Tennessee politics are available in a podcast, The TriStar State. You can find that by searching on Apple Podcast or your favorite podcasting app. You can also find answers to numerous questions from both Bill Lee and Carl Dean at our website, wpln.org/nextgovernor.